Genesis 25. Abraham again took a wife. Oops. By the way, this is the portion, not of this week. It's called Chaye Sarah, the life of Sarah, yeah? Actually, it speaks about her death. This Torah portion, specific one, starts with the death of Sarah. You know, the beloved wife of Abraham? And guess what he does? Takes another one. I don't know how old he is, but he was quite a man. Abraham again took a wife, and her name was Keturah, or Keturah. According to the rabbis, I'm not saying that I take their word, you know, for granted. But it's very interesting spiritually to understand the rabbi's word. They call Keturah in another name. Guess what? They say that actually it's another name for the same woman that Abraham took in the beginning, encouraged to take by Sarah. Hagar. They say that Abraham actually took Hagar back. The rabbis, listen, don't get stuck on whether or not they are right, okay? The concept, Hagar, the Egyptian slave, Egypt coming from Ham, or Ham, three sons of Noah. The slaves, those who will never inherit anything. They are servants, slaves of Shem and Japheth, yeah? The son of, according to election, Isaac cannot inherit with them. Do you see what I mean? The concept is beautiful. If it's Hagar, wow. Then she didn't begot only Ishmael, yeah? But all the other five. Very interesting. And she bore him Zimra, Yokshan, Medan, Midian. Did you hear it? Midian. Soon you will see how you find Midian in our Torah portion today, yeah, of this Shabbat. Ishbak and Shebu, okay? my friends, look at verse 5. Speaking about inheritance. Who we are? We are the inheritors or the heirs of God, right? How come we are chosen? Remember who chose you? I mean, who chose whom to begin with? God chose us. We are chosen by election, not by our good deeds. Do you see what I mean? Like Isaac was the elected son. He was not the firstborn. He was the firstborn according to election. Okay? So look what Abraham understood it. He understood the principle, the godly principle that there are inheritors and there are inheritors or heirs. The only ones who will inherit God are the ones who come through Isaac. Understanding this, he does what he does in verse 5. And Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac. What did he give him? Portions? All. I just read it. All. We are God's heirs, right? All, but Abraham gave gifts to the son of his concubines, plural. Are you with me? So you will not attack me and say, no, but it speaks in the context about Keturah. No, it speaks about other wives that he might have had. Never mind which wife, never mind which child, only one is the legal inheritor. Are you with me? No intruders are allowed in God's camp. That's why he commends Moses, what he commends him soon we will see in Numbers, in the book of Numbers, in the Torah portion today. So he gave gifts, yeah? And while he was still living, he sent them eastward. Where? Eastward. Where? Eastward. East of the Jordan River. Away from Isaac, his son, to the country of the east. Who are the fierce enemies of Israel, at least in the days of the judges? The people of the east. Israel commits sin. It's like they're opening the door again for sin to come in, to where sin does not belong. See what I mean? In the inheritance of God, sin should not be there at all. The country should be clean of its idol worshippers, right? That's what Joshua did. Or did partly, right? That's what we should do today spiritually and leave the rest physically to God Almighty. Because when Yeshua comes back, he's not coming as Puchimuchi lover. Not even to his body of believers. Come, you faithful servant. We love to quote it, right? Come, you did well, Karen. But we forget a little tiny detail that he takes his sword, Mike, and he kills, cut into two, all those who were fake believers. He cuts them into two. Read it in scriptures. He judges them. He throws them to the fire. Because in the body of Messiah, there are the, how do you call it, tares? Tares and the other one, the good ones? The wheat, thank you. The wheat and the tares. There are the kosher fish, and there are the non-kosher fish, and they grow together, and we are today in the separation process. I'm excited, and you know how God separates between the tare and the wheat? By bringing death. By bringing hardships. You see, if I, Rabbi, would understand what I'm talking right now, I would have the peace of God through all trials. See? Rami, have peace. Have peace with what's happening with Merav. Have peace if we lose everything in this life. Because you are chosen. Because you are loved. The hair of your head are numbered, right? He loves you so much. Hang on. And he will give you much more than you even ever dreamt of. So, beloved, the separation process is done only by tribulations. The unfaithful ones are shown up like those tears, yeah? When tribulation comes. Why? Because they start cursing God. They started blaming God, pointing finger to him. I did this and this and this. And you did it. Excuse me, who are you? Do you know in front of whom you are standing at all? Even in the physical level, when you go to a judge, just for a fine that you got speeding, can you just talk to the judge any way you want? He will put you to prison immediately. How dare we stand before the Almighty and say, hey, it's you. Proverbs says that a fool blames God for his folly. I mean, I do foolish decisions. Yeah, take foolish decisions, and in my typical Israeli chutzpah, I blame him and not myself. Go and tell. So, beloved, now we go to our portion. Do you still have some patience with me? I have no idea how much time I speak. Okay. Numbers. Numbers speaks, this portion of this week speaks about inheritance. Just before we get to our inheritance. And what is the stage that we need to take? Before we come to the full inheritance, we need to cross something, right? We need to cross what? The Jordan River. But guess what? Even to cross the Jordan River, you need to prepare yourself. You cannot just come, you know, hey, hi, Jordan. Ooh, it's cold. Ooh. Hey, it's nice. Okay, let's pass. Beloved, Jordan River is a picture of humanity, and I think I taught it once here. Jordan River has three tributaries, three sources, yeah? I will not name them anyway, you will forget them. My beloved, three sources, all are coming from the melted snow in Mount Hermon, and the three become one. Does it remind you something? Jordan is comprised of three different rivers. The Jordan is coming from the highest mountain, the whitish mountain. And it comes purely three in one. Reminds you of somebody? We! Jordan River is we. And since we are judged because of sin, sin of Adam, it goes all the way to its last destination, the Dead Sea. Death. This is the Jordan. You know what the stumbling block, the main stumbling block that is between us and our inheritance? Are you ready for the shocking news? Us. Us. What is the thing, the block for your inheritance? You. What do you mean me? So what do I need to do? Die. When? Every day. My beloved, how did they overcome their obstacle? Remember? The Ark of the Covenant. If the Ark of the Covenant was not in the water, I mean carried by the shoulders of the priest, right? And the water, I think I taught it once, receded all the way to a place called Adam, A-D-A-M. Oh, coincidence, right? In the book of Joshua. If the Ark would not push the water and stop them in Adam, the people of Israel could not come in, right? By the millions. To their inheritance. To their full maturity. Right? The same with Yeshua. Oh, I'm not worthy to be baptized by you. I mean, to baptize you. I should be, you know, John speaks to Yeshua when he comes to, let all righteousness be fulfilled. Yeshua already tell him, I'm going to take the sin caused by Adam. I'm going to take full humanity on myself with all its sin, full Jordan on myself by doing this. And by this, only when you come through me, you can go to your inheritance. Or in other words, you cannot come as Joy. You cannot come, I forgot your name. As whatever your name. No, Nick, I know his wife, I meant. Nick and his wife. Megan, of course. You cannot come as Luke. You only can come as Yeshua. Do you see what I mean? That's why Paul says, I'm in him. Yeah? All my life that I live now in this flesh is because of the love of the Son of God. You know, you talk to me. I'm nothing. I'm Yeshua is living here. Do you see it, friends? Beloved, but do you remember that before each stage they needed to do something? Before crossing the Red Sea, they needed to rely on the blood of Yeshua. Yes or no? The Israelites, I mean not the blood of Yeshua, the blood of the Lamb of Passover. Of course, a picture of Yeshua, right? They couldn't go out of Egypt even without it. And they cross. God, of course, opens the Red Sea. So they don't really start to boast, we did it, yeah, with our technology. God does everything for them. And they come out, they see, on the other side, they see the Egyptian dead, yeah, Egypt is dead. Then they go through the desert, yeah? Then the next stage they need also to prepare for, read in Joshua, they need to clean themselves before they cross the Jordan River. Are you with me? You don't take what Yeshua does for you lightly. At each stage, you need to get rid of some Midianites and some Bileamites. Bileam. Let's read it. Numbers 31. No, 31, my friend. Number 31, the portion of this week, Matot. Everybody is there? And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take vengeance on the Midianites for the children of Israel. Afterwards, you shall be gathered to your people. Friends, we could go on immediately, right? To the next verse, because I mean, okay, there is nothing in this verse. Come on, it's just introduction. Okay, now tell me what to do. Oh, it's so deep. Only one verse. Only one verse is so deep, beloved. Let's read it again. Take vengeance on the Midianites for the children of Israel. Who are the Midianites? People of the East. They are people not only not after the election, but very much after the flesh. Abraham taking Tuah, Hagar maybe, back to his house, back the flesh, yeah? You can say it represents sin, Midian, yeah? But it not only represents sin, it represents a brother which is attached to you like this. You walk together, you grow together. Remember the tares and the wheat? Do you see it? The kosher fish and the non-kosher fish. Midian goes with Isaac. Ishmael goes with Isaac. Remember Abraham cast all the other children of the concubines? Because they cannot stay in the inheritance together. But they always try to infiltrate and come with you. See what I mean? You need to say, sorry, you are the son of Keturah. To the Moabites, sorry, you are the son of Lot. Sorry, Lot is not part of the inheritance. Sorry, back off, stay there. But look at the depth in this very first verse of the next one. Afterwards, after you separate yourself from Midian, from the other brother who doesn't belong in, are you with me? You will be gathered to your people. Which means, in other words, what? Die. Remember what I told you before? True maturity in Yeshua, before you cross in him to your inheritance, is living all that represents the other life. Complete death. When Moses takes vengeance on the Midianites, on the other brothers, he dies. Because Moses represents the Torah. Moses represents the five children of Midian. Moses, five books of Moses, yeah? Moses represents only the foreshadow, only the one, the tutor, which is responsible for you till a certain age. Till you are ready to mature from this age to get your inheritance. You are with me? When you take vengeance, you must go yourself. You cannot inherit. Because you represent the flesh. Because you represent only the picture. The substance is inside, not the picture. Do you see what I mean? So, Moses spoke to the people saying, arm some of yourself for war and let them go against the Midianites to take vengeance of the Lord on Midian. 1,000 from each tribe of all of the tribes of Israel you shall send to war. Beloved, so deep. How many does it make? There are 12 tribes, right? How many soldiers? 12,000. Guess what? I will not bother you. You can read it. Okay. My friends, it says that when they came back from war, and it was a real war, swords, you know, F-16s, artillery, yeah. Beloved, not even one, you heard me right, not even one from the 12,000 was injured or killed. Because it's not a substance, it's a picture of the 12,000 from each tribe at the latter days. Perfect number of order. All Israel shall be saved, which includes all the world which joined Israel. Because the new covenant was never made with the Gentiles. Gentiles, you want to join in? Come to Israel. I mean it. There is no other way. Scriptures do not provide other way. And by the way, there are only 12 gates to the holy city in heaven. Guess the The gates are 12 in number, and they are named after what? Yeah, one is named Illinois, one Hawaii, one the Arab nations. No. No. The 12 tribes of Israel, friends. Who are the victorious people at the latter days over all the Midianites? The people of God, the true believers, who did not allow Midian to stuck to their side. Do you see what I mean? And who did not let another one, and with this I will finish, I know I'm talking quite long. Friends, with one more, Midian also includes another mister, and the mister is mentioned in verse 8. They killed the kings of Midian with the rest of those who were killed. Aviram and all this, yeah? The five kings of Midian, by the way, five. Okay. Bileam, Balaam in English, the son of Beor also was killed by the sword, with the sword. What is Bileam representing? Huh? You remember what we started with? Be aware. Luke chapter 12, verse 1. Be aware of the 11 of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Bileam represents the tares, which are unseen because they look like the wheat. They are together with us. They are the Midianites. They look, oh, we are brothers, Petty. Come on, don't make a big deal. We are brothers. We are all sons of Abraham. No, you are not. Because true sons of Israel, there are Israel of God and there are Israel, according to Romans. Right? Not all Israel are Israel. What? Come higher in your understanding. Be more spiritual in your understanding. Hook up to the right frequencies, and then you will understand. My beloved, here we have Bileam, who represents, who is the biggest picture of the false believers walking around us. They talk Christianese, not Chinese, Christianese, Biblicese. You know this Biblicese? God loves you, and God told me this, and God told me that, and I will not do anything without God telling me. Remember Bileam? And by the way, he did not say just God, the general term, Elohim. He said Yahweh. Yud, Hei, Vav, Hei. In Hebrew, I know to read it like this. Okay? Beloved, he was a prophet who spoke the right words, who acted almost perfectly, yeah? Oh, stay here. I need to hear first from God, yeah? Even when God, the angel of the Lord, appears, you know, and the donkey starts to speak to him, yeah? He repents. Oh, I will go back. But friends, he let other gods, other Midianites, on his way. It's called greed. Remember covetousness? You see how I tie all the corners now? Oh, let my brother divide the inheritance with me. And then he goes to tell the parable about the foolish men. Remember? Who tear these old barns and build new ones? Greed, covetousness. That's why I tell you, beloved. I'm not speaking every day like this. I need your prayers. I need you to stand with me. But I got to a stage in my life that even I'm left with nothing. By God's grace, by God's grace, with the help of you, dear people, I will still praise the Lord. Because I know that the inheritance which is awaiting for me, over on the other side of the river, it's nothing to compare with these fleshly, ugly things which bothers me and take all my time, my dear time. All those TV, computer screens, DS, iPod. Friends, we need to call the baby by its name. I do believe with all of my heart. And don't think I'm perfect. Don't think I'm not struggling in my own life and to protect my Michael. Well, this is the beast. It's part of the beast system, I believe, with all of my heart. It shapes public opinion. All the news that you hear are not even Fox News. There are editors. What an editor does look, he actually gives you the news according to his interpretation, whether or not it's good. Yeah, interpretation. Yeah. But friends, it's part of the beast system. We are wasting our time. The only way to come across the Jordan River is to walk through Yeshua and what he did for us. He dealt with the flesh completely, with Jordan. The only way we can deal with our flesh completely is to stick in an intimacy that we never knew before with Yeshua. The intimacy that Gabi's song speaks about. The intimacy that Mike speaks about and teaches about. And pray for me because I am craving this intimacy. Because no other intimacies will make it, will satisfy our soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. So, that's all.